Blog Talk Radio.
My goodness, welcome back to the show, man. Blog Radio on a Thursday night. Man, I was talking smack about Kim Jong-un and got my whole situation.
Wait,
I just
Googled North Korea. I have four positive things to say about the country. I just want you to know what our sincerest of apologies.
Oh, man, that was the craziest thing. Shout out. I quit calling him Jong-un.
Get it how you live.
Man. Welcome back to the show, man. Welcome back to the show.
The native bird of the country.
And you know what made it so crazy is the whole screen kind of blinked, and you heard me say on the microphone, like, oh, no. Like, you might have thought they ran up in here on this, man. But welcome back to Outlaw Radio 2.0.
You think this
man,
is a joke.
We just had a massive technical failure at the studio. So, hey, man, I guess somebody is listening, right? Or even that's what I get for making fun of dude, man. I was making fun of what's his name?
Kim Jong.
No, the white guy who they caught, man.
Hey, I ain't in that.
He said I gotta go to work in the morning.
I like China.
Leave me out of it.
Got a whole bunch of stuff from China.
Oh man, you crazy.
It's the whole country, dude.
It's not China, it's Korea.
I got some Korean stuff too. All kind of hair in my bag.
Oh, man. Welcome back to
bundled.
The show.
Yaki.
He said he got bundled.
He got bundled.
Welcome back to the show, man. Outlaw Radio, man. Speaking of the devil on a Thursday night. Man, that was crazy. I've seen some crazy things.
That's the one he told me. I'm sorry. I don't want to bring it back up, but I just showed him a picture of dude being drugged.
Oh, man.
We support you, Kim.
That's
do what you got to do, bro.
So I might as well move on from that and get into my Tell Me Something Good, man, to get
shit.
The show started. Well,
the show's back.
Guess right. Guess that's the last time we'll talk about that, right? Uh-oh. Yeah, man. So anyways, for me, my Tell Me Something Good this week, and that's why I kind of came with the whole Speak of the Devil thing, just because I feel like this whole wave of negativity just going over the whole entire country, and everybody's at each other's throats, and, you know, black against white, women against men, gays against gays, gays against everybody.
Yeah, gays against the world.
Latinos against the Klan. It's just fighting. Black people against black people. It's just fighting.
Y'all had to throw that in.
Right. You know, you always got to throw that in, man.
They say we don't talk about that, though.
Well, yeah, they say that. Who's they?
First of all,
you got to consider who they is.
Them.
Because it's probably a situation where they don't know what they're talking about. So, but yeah, man, it's just speak of the devil, man. You when you look around and you say,
I won't speak of the
what
devil.
What is going on? No, I mean not like that. But when you start saying, what's wrong? What is the world going crazy? And then you think about it, and you say, this must be Satan. And then you see something else, and you be like, speak of the devil. It's right there. Turn on the TV. Right there. I mean, I just looking on Facebook and, like, the whole thing with these kids, man, doing all kinds of crazy stuff, and then their families is always like, he was a good kid.
Oh, every time.
And it's like, what in the world?
They blame the homeowner.
I mean.
Oh, that's not what you're talking about. Okay.
No, I'm talking about the.
Just in general.
I see there was a clip on there where it was a young lady and she was talking about her brother who had been killed, robbing somebody. I think it was in Georgia. And she was like, well, you know, he was a good dude. He believes in education and all this. But, you know, he just like anybody else. How he supposed to get his money? I mean, he needs food, clothes. He was breaking in somebody's house, stealing stuff, and the owner called.
That's what
called
I'm talking about. They blame the owner, basically.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just like, yeah, victim shaming, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So
oh, yeah.
When I see all that stuff, I'm just like, dude, what? It's the devil, man. And I hate to be overly religiously pretentious with that whole thing, but it's the devil, man. Like negativity, you think about people do crazy stuff, man, just to mess with you and just to for all kinds of hidden reasons. And we look around and say, oh, what's going on? It's the devil. It's Satan, man. It's pure evil. When you look at Trump and you look at these rallies, man, this is hate, man.
One thing I did see good from that, though, is the cops who jumped on the young man instead of the guy who hit him,
uh-huh,
have all been suspended with pay or something like that.
Right. Days off, right? Go hunting or something. Okay, then. Thank goodness for justice.
Get my new squad car. All
right. You taking your Chevy seat covers off the squad car, going RC. But yeah, man, it's just the devil. That's why I say, speak of the devil, man. Every time I turn around, if I'm thinking about something negative, and boom, when I turn around, there it is.
Something negative.
Right.
Slap you right
like,
in your
man,
face.
Speak of the devil. So that's why I come up with that, man. It might not make sense to you, but during my daily perusing, as I say, as I'm going through my motions, my creative spurts. So, you know, the process, as they call it. But, yeah, man, I know y'all know what I'm talking about. It's not just,
definitely.
Like, you see it on the news, but when you ride through the community, you can kind of feel it.
You see it.
It's like a thick wave in the air where you just feel like, dude, there's some cold-blooded, crazy, heartless individuals out here.
And Facebook has not made it any better.
Man, Facebook.
Because you ain't got to leave the house to figure out people stupid.
Facebook is like a wax museum.
Damn.
It's like going in like...
Let the characters move.
Right, right. And you will mess around and be looking at Facebook, too, for a long time.
Yeah.
Like, man, I've been sitting here for
I don't drive a truck for a living. I ride on a truck. So I'll be on Facebook probably than the dude who made Facebook.
Right. I said, what you do for a living? I ride in a truck.
And watch Facebook.
You an ice cream man?
Pretty much. But just with Facebook.
So my, you know, with all of that said, I think that my tell me something good is that Chicago, man, we wasn't on last Saturday because I had family here, but just the Chicago, man, Chicago said, hell no, it ain't going down. And that's how every major shitty city. Right.
But it is a lot of shitty cities.
It is. Right. See,
it made sense to me.
40 and
40. I didn't even stop you. I was like, yeah.
Right. But every major city, that's how they should react to Trump coming to town. And it felt good just to see them have to cancel the rally. But this dude's winning out. So every time I see him on TV, I'm like, dude, you, like, are the face of evil.
It seems almost as if, to me, this is the exact opposite of head of the state, where because, like, every time, look, it's not even just us that don't like him. The people on his team don't even like him. No, for real. And it seems like the more people who dislike him, the more voters get attached on.
That's the great lie inside of it, though, is that he doesn't have supporters.
He got him.
Everybody keeps saying, and it's mostly, you know, it's mostly white people who say, I'm a Republican, and I don't support Trump and his food. Dude, look at the doggone delegates he's won. He is out front. Now, I keep hearing Republicans saying they're going to do a broker convention, okay? I don't believe, see, that's a throw-off to make people be like, nah, he ain't going to get elected. Dude, this man is sweeping the race. So that means that how he feels is mutual with a lot of people. And they saying, hey, that's what's up. That's, you know, that's.
We finally got a candidate.
Right. We find, like, they, that's they, he's like they Martin Luther King or something.
That's, shit, I mean, bad analogy.
No, you look at it. Like, they responding to him like he's.
Yeah.
And his motto is, I'm going to make America great again.
I thought it was white again.
Yeah. You know that's what he mean. That's what you heard as a black dude.
Oh, my fault.
But
I thought everybody heard that.
I don't think nobody in. And then it's, he has black supporters. He has black supporters.
Now, if it's a reason and a time to call anybody a nigga, them's niggas.
I guess that's a good point.
No, for real, though, in all honesty, if it's a term to be used for that type of person, I think the best term would
I
be
just
nigga.
I just think it's good that, you know, people in Chicago was like, nah,
he ain't even got Latinos. He told them he want to build a wall and put all of them out. And he got Latino support. Who the hell you think going
to
build a wall?
He on his way to Cali now, ain't he?
Oh, shit. All
right. Yeah.
We stand with Trump.
Right, man.
Okay, bad voice.
So, yeah, man, that was my tell me something good. Congratulations, man. I'm big up to Chicago, man, for standing up and doing what other cities won't do, man. I'm glad that the people there got together and said, this ain't going to happen, man.
Yeah, around them.
Right. Bear me, tell me something good.
Oh, man. Well, I guess one good thing is I made it back from my vacation. You know what I'm saying? I had a safe flight and a lot of fun. So
okay.
That was the best thing happening. You understand me?
And where'd you go on vacation, by the way?
I came back to work. Well, I went to the Gay TL.
Oh.
Formerly known as Atlanta.
Okay. He said Atlanta.
Did you have a condo on the whole time you were there?
Atlanta.
Yeah. Atlanta.
It seemed like people accidentally were coming gay down there. Did you wear a condom the whole time you were there?
Oh, my goodness.
It's not accidentally.
This is crazy.
They doing it on purpose.
Stupid.
It is what it is, but I didn't have to worry.
So they got gay statues.
I wasn't partooking in none of that stuff.
He said he wasn't partooking.
No.
Wowza.
Right.
347-3245.
After that, you going to give him the number?
It's the number you can call.
And I'm still mad because T.I. didn't come out.
Oh, yeah, I saw y'all was at his door.
Yeah, we was at his
door. Oh, yeah, he was in Vegas. Yeah. Never mind.
He probably was in the window pontificate.
Pontificate.
Yeah, some unfamiliar faces standing in near
the
city.
I did like.
I wonder, should I reach out and communicate with local law enforcement agency, or shall I stroll down there and try to engage in a dialect it would bring forth a solution to this here problem?
I did like how he handled Trump, though.
Right, I mean, I don't know what the point of it was, but I seen that too.
Well, at least he came out and said something. God, dog, ain't nobody
look,
else doing
the people,
nothing.
Look, the people who actually like T.I. and kind of follow what he's doing wouldn't have voted for Trump even if he hadn't said
true.
That.
I think most of the people who follow T.I. don't
probably
vote.
Don't vote.
Just a stereotype. I know you got some smart fans, T.I. I am not trying to insult your intellect in any sort of way.
Or fashion.
So the food, man, I know we're going to talk about all that, but did you run across some of them southern...
Staples.
As T. Brad say, did you run across somebody who knew how to put some meat on
well,
a plate?
Well, that motherfucker put a
well,
piece of meat on a plate.
Well, considered a Waffle House.
Okay.
a southern tradition. The Waffle House is pretty good.
I thought you were going to say we went to Gladys Knight Chicken Spot.
Oh, no. We seen that, we was too far from there. We didn't want to drive over there.
Pick a same
chicken. We went to Bojangles.
Okay.
The chicken joint down there.
Was it good?
Yeah, he better than KFC.
Okay.
See, it ain't hard to be better than KFC.
But the club was nice.
Two-piece, $14.
Okay. Went to the club, the grown folks.
Oh, did you?
The grown folks club.
You was down there stepping in the name of love.
Oh. They had a bad live band in there, though.
Oh, shit.
Ooh, the boy was getting them old players come in with them hat on.
You ain't cut it. You ain't cut it. With them what?
With them hat on. That's what they did. Then they had, like, this hall, right? Like, when you come through the door, it's a wall. So can't nobody really see you. You know, you got to come down, and then you step around the corner, all the tables and the dance floor, right? Well, I was sitting where I could see the hall. So it was funny. As they come in, you could see them at the door. You know,
well,
the old players
together.
Getting their stuff together.
Getting their shit together.
Before they come in, then they come in, they get their little walk. They, you know, the hall, they couldn't just walk straight. They go all sideways.
Yeah, you gotta
then they come around the corner
them.
And stop for a minute. Like they letting everybody see them.
Pause.
Then they walk on over there and get them a drink. I said, look at these old players.
You ain't walk? You ain't
no, I had got posted up. I went and got chilled.
Oh, okay.
By the way, he's from Milwaukee.
The boy in the Bentley, though, I don't know who he was.
You wanted to go with him?
No, I didn't want to go with him. I wanted to take his car.
Oh, you said it like you said, boy, that boy in that Bentley.
Yeah.
Me and him could do the thing.
It just
that boy
you know that ain't
put
normal.
A shirt on the chest.
That's not the normal up here for somebody to pull up.
In the Bentley, you're right. Yeah, that's
and
true.
Just move the cones in the parking lot of the club. And then
no, he moved
Bentley.
That shit himself. Wait,
you said it's not normal here?
Yeah, it's not
it
normal.
It don't happen.
I mean, you might
no,
say.
I done seen some cats.
You seen 82
I've seen,
Seville.
I've seen some brothers
don't
in Milwaukee riding in Bentleys, but I only seen the Bentley for about 3-4 months. And then it just kind of fade away, and it'd be
well,
like,
I
wonder
funny.
What happened to the little young dude with
and
the Bentley.
Then when
it's
he
funny
get
you
out.
Say that. I know an old man who got that legal money. Just dropped one of 12. I had never seen one like that. Dude was like, man, what you over there think you in a Cadillac slamming my door? You just pushed the door.
Did you ride with Morris Day?
Before you
went. Yeah, you know, when this dude got out of security, he was talking to me. He said, he used to be Shaq manager, so he still got a little.
Oh, okay.
He still got a little fatty.
That's what it was?
Oh, my gosh.
That's what it was.
That's a nice car.
Everybody used to be somebody, shit.
That's a nice car.
It was
man.
Nice. It
you
was
fired.
Nice,
I'm paying you too much.
Yeah, it was nice.
Fuck it, take the last Bentley I got with you.
I rode past Magic City.
I was doing Shaq.
I know, I did Aaron.
I know. I was like, where
the
Shaq is there, dude?
They cuz.
What's up, cuz?
I rode past Strokers.
I wasn't doing anything.
You rode past?
Yeah, I rode past.
No,
you know,
it was Monte Carlo. It was Pontiac.
They was changing
kind of
oil
stuff
in the lot. At Strokers, people
damn.
Was getting their car fixed.
Damn.
Magic City, they was selling shoes and DVDs.
In the parking lot?
Yeah.
You can tell people who are listening, I've never been to Atlanta. Shoot me. See, Brad, tell me something good.
You never been to Atlanta. Give me a safe recommendation. You notice you're not gay. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
I mean, you gay. You ain't never.
Well, he just went. And you saying, why you keep insinuating that this man brought back some gay up with
him?
I also went to Martin Luther King House.
Now,
okay,
see,
I want to let
Ebenezer
you. That's what
Church.
I'm saying. He going to talk about
so
that.
Don't think it was just all on dirt movies.
He went over
right.
to Martin and them, Chris.
Yeah.
Tell me something good, man.
Jesse, you know that's not a word.
I'm just happy to be here, man. No, for real, life is good, man. I would complain, but it ain't enough time. You know, and I'm happy about that. For real, for real.
Life on the plantation.
No, it ain't quite a plantation. It's white, though.
I don't know what that means.
And it's one house nigga that is me.
Oh, wow.
Because I sure stay in the house.
He's the house nigga of his own home.
I ask myself, can we have some sugar?
Is we have some sugar?
The chat room is on deck, man, if you want to chime in. I just, you know, the whole point of this all is just like, man, like I said, it's so much negativity. It's been a long time since I felt this kind of tension, man. Like,
it's been a long time. I shouldn't have left you.
Like,
what
you know, just when you go into I'd be in a grocery store. It'd be tense. You don't know who going to snap. You know that, like, people all over the place, man. I don't know if it's the fact that mental health is ignored so largely in this country. I don't know if it's really a lot of mentally ill people who really are mentally
no,
ill.
No, it is.
And
but,
untreated.
But the people we see that do shit, that make Facebook, they ain't crazy.
See, what I was trying to
tell you. Well, no, not fast.
Them niggas normal.
What I tried to explain.
I'm talking about these people out here, like, just you think cats, people shooting babies and, you know.
I tried to explain to y'all as far as, it's you know, it's a major city thing. Because if you think about the people in the major cities, those are usually people who, how do you describe it? Like, they're not survivalists, put it like that. You get what I mean? Like, they have to have a store there or they don't know what to do. They have to have all the things that the city offer. They have to live off the programs and the different things
you talking about me?
That the city offer. You know, they have to have the water. They can't go get their own water if they have to walk down to the lake or to the stream or something. You get what I mean? Like, they couldn't survive without the elements of the city. And so now that the jobs and stuff have left, it's total chaos in the city. And the city is also the rich man's game, you know what I mean? That's where he make his money. That's how he hustle is through the city. He got all his stuff, his hotels, his car lots, his whatever, you know.
Maybe that's the problem. That's what it is.
What
they say is the love of money is the root of all evil. So
right.
Realistically, money is one thing people in this world are truly obsessed with. And even those who have a lot of it are still
trying to keep getting more.
They
want to
get more.
Sense.
Like, it's like, nah,
how
man.
How much is enough?
I might waste this $200 million I got.
What?
Shit, you never know.
You going to go to Pottawatomie and blow $200
and,
million?
Well, I think
every night this month.
When you play those higher stakes in business, I think part of that is sometimes
sit your ass down.
If you have certain deals set up and they fail, it can ruin you. Because
right.
It's such a high-stakes venture.
But why do the poor people care so much about the rich people?
Because they want to be them, or we want to be them. I'm going to
say
we because I'm
poor. Obvious.
You
know,
obvious what shocked me about this
they're not
going to
let us in.
It wasn't new to black people. We was like, y'all ain't what?
Right, we've been broke.
Well,
but
shit, that shit ain't new. That's
right.
Thursday.
Yeah, but it's worse now than it's ever been even for us because the cost of living has gone up. One of the things was back in the days when they shut us out, it's like Bear Me said, you know, go out in the woods, kill a couple rabbits, some squirrels, whatever you eat, butcher, grow some chickens. You can eat good. But
I
now,
mean, not me. I'm the people we talking about.
Back
I ain't
then,
make it.
Back then, they didn't even
no,
need.
No, I'm
what
we
you
talking
do?
About.
They didn't
I'm
need
not
cable TV. They didn't have cell phone bills. All that, you didn't need that much
just
money.
Say, what would you do right now if every restaurant and every grocery store around your vicinity, just say within 20 miles closed?
Shit, I'm driving 21 miles. I can
okay, say that.
I can say that right now.
Say that's done. Say all the grocery stores closed up.
Okay.
Jeez.
Say, okay, we'll put it like this. Say we had a big power failure.
Right.
Where it messed up the whole grid
uh-huh.
for our state. So you know the stores, and nobody can keep food in their refrigerators and stuff like that. What do you think would happen in a major city?
It would be a riot. What are you
for
talking
what,
about?
Though?
Huh?
For what?
Food.
Why? Your refrigerator ain't working no way. So you're going to go out there and get a truckload of meat.
I'm going to eat it now. I'm firing that grill
up. What you mean?
Now.
No.
You're going to have some food.
fill a truckload of meat. Oh, I'm getting all this meat. And then he going to come home like, dang, my refrigerator ain't working.
And my meat's
so what are you gonna
wait,
do
why is his refrigerator not working?
Because I just told you the power grid messed up, so nobody
okay.
has
okay.
electricity.
So ain't no
so
truck
ain't no
out there
ice
with no meat.
In the world?
So ain't no more truck out there with meat once the power's
on. Some left.
Unless it's winter. Okay.
Yeah, so you're going to have to go stock up until you get this grid figured out.
Stock up with ice? How many
yeah.
people you think going to be there?
Ain't that many trucks out there with
meat.
There's
a lot of people live closer to the ice than you.
Right.
Can I say something real quick? Ain't that many trucks out there with just random meat on them.
It ain't
put that out there real quick. It ain't a whole lot of trucks out here with just meat on the back. Let's just put that out there real quick. You got to know where to go to get that truck, and I don't think I'm going to know
that. Well, first of all, like I said, it'll be a riot because people.
I'm going by barrel.
People will
have
go.
Have you ever seen an orderly
people
riot?
People will rush to. No.
Hell no.
I'm just trying to ask questions.
Hell no.
If you think about this, because we never think about this.
I know. I'm
happened.
Coming over your
like,
house.
Oh, for example, say it was ice up at the gas station, right? So. Say it was 400 bags of ice.
Yep. Two
okay.
niggas going to tear
now,
up all the bags.
Now, ain't no
400
people
no going to
line up and like, we waiting on
no,
our
no, that's not a riot.
Somebody going to grab 10. Somebody going to be fighting. Somebody going to get killed trying to get to the
a lot of people would die. If
so you're saying you're going to be in the line.
No, hell
what
no.
What I'm saying is,
I'm, making a right
I'm like
Germany.
T. I'm going to start driving to see if I can get somewhere where stuff still work at. That's like the first thing that I would do.
Oh, okay.
I would literally say, oh. This is bad. And get in my car.
Now you
pack my family up.
Remember the power grid out.
Right.
The gas pumps don't work.
Look, wait. I looked at his deep freezer one time. It was a rib and that son of a bitch this big. I know where the fuck I'm going.
That was the answer I was waiting for. I was going to see if y'all was going to try to come by the house.
Hell yeah, I'm on my way. It ain't shit to be said. Tell me, where you going? I'm going to be house. You ain't coming? That's on you.
We got 2 days of meat.
Kid? TJ?
We got 2 days of meat before we had to start
killing. In that situation, you're probably not going to get in his house because when you get there, he's going to have everything all blocked off. So.
I'll tell you what. It's going to be all me and all four of my kids going to be knocking on.
That's taking it. That's I ain't.
Bryson.
Ain't nobody ready for that. There's no way.
I am.
If that, no, you ain't.
I am.
Yes.
I'm ready.
If they
the
had a live cow, man.
Hold
yes.
on. How are you gonna survive if the power grid fails?
Same
animal.
Way I survived when they cut my electric off.
Hold on. Yeah. I want to hear this. How are you gonna survive?
Well, for one, I know I gotta whatever I kill.
Got to be eaten now.
It has to be eaten.
Kill what? What are you gonna kill?
Squirrels.
Where?
Pigeons. They all around my house.
You going to kill all these squirrels that been eating garbage? You going to be
motherfucking right.
And what you going to cook them with?
I'm going to help them.
There's plenty sticks and trees.
I'm going to help them.
What you going to light it with? Gas out your truck?
No, you don't need gas to start a fire.
How you start a fire?
What's two pieces of wood?
You know how to start a fire with
yes,
two pieces of wood. Can you show me after the show?
I will show you.
Okay.
I will show you.
You better stop questioning how I'm
nah,
eating.
Nah, man, this dude.
Okay, hold up. We got to add something to this. Since you.
So what you
go, hold on. No. Before you go any further, what do I get if I start this fire with two pieces of wood?
Shit, you get.
No, she got. No, you got to give me
warm,
something.
I tell you that.
Because you just throw your head back like whatever.
No, I'm just saying. You ain't got no refrigerator like everybody else, but he going to go out that night.
I'm not losing weight.
And go to killing animals.
I'm not either because I'm going to be
real. How you going to clean the meat?
We got
nice motherfucker with the grid don't take nice. We still got nice.
How you going to clean it? Wash it off.
The
power grid down,
fire.
Ain't no water.
The fire gonna take this shit. That's what my mom used to tell me, boil it. That shit take all the bacteria off. Boil it.
How are you going to boil it?
Fire.
Where you gonna get the water from?
Fuck water. We just put it straight on the grill.
Okay.
Straight on the grill.
Coon of the week, man. We
damn,
gonna see.
You saying I'm the coon of the week?
No.
I
want to do
a
coon of the week.
Damn, what the hell going over there? Fuck what you talking about.
No, man.
And I bet his ass be outside. I don't want y'all doing.
No, man. No.
I got some wine.
It's all good.
I'm
not saying he couldn't survive. I'm just saying.
We're going to try.
If all of this stuff is gone, it's going to affect you as much. You need society as much as everybody else. You're not a caveman. You was raised in the city. You civilized.
He closer than me.
But
I ain't never killed
I've
nothing.
I've learned
you
survival strategies.
Stepping on ants.
The thoughts
kind of shit.
Have crossed my head. What would I do? See, most people
not
just,
his mind, his head.
Most people, day-to-day living, they don't think about what if all these things are gone or what if the water stopped running, what if this, they don't think what would I do because we're so comfortable, man, I'm just going to go to the store when I run out of food, I'm just going to go buy this, I'm just going to buy that. But they don't think if the banking, the money system fail or and this and that or, you know, the world is in total chaos, they don't think about how they're going to survive. And I already did it. And if you pay close attention.
Just because you thought about it don't mean you're going to be a.
If you pay close attention, listen, man. What'd you say? art imitates life, right?
Right.
Now you think about why are we?
I ain't no artist.
Why are there so many right now of these survival shows coming on TV?
Trying to get you prepared.
People watch them.
Right, but why? Then nobody just starts saying, you know what? We want to see a survival show. It's you get what I mean? It's something behind that.
Cause
like,
on TV?
Yes, it's just like Michelle Obama telling everybody they need to start growing their own food. She was trying to tell us that the food chain is messed up. But then they said, well, she was just trying to tell us
we fat. Stop going
to
McDonald's.
No, that wasn't her point. She was trying to expose. She can't expose the food industry.
Then she went and ate a cheeseburger. Come on, son.
What,
listen.
I never seen her with a cheeseburger.
There was a picture. They was pissed off.
But
well,
how you know it
wasn't
an organic cheeseburger?
Nah.
Like the way that cheese is.
It was organic after she ate it.
Because all that stuff can be organic.
It will come through.
Which makes a cheeseburger fine
man.
To eat.
Man. I just, you know, and you're right. A lot of people, I don't disagree that a lot of people don't think about it.
I'm going
but
by B.O.
I don't
I
think you necessarily are going to be the only one to survive. Everybody else on Earth going to be dead.
I don't
dead.
Think he just meant just him.
That.
But
I
just the outdoorsman type.
I believe you rough enough to figure it out, but it ain't going to be as easy as you making it. Like, soon as the lights go out, you're going to he going
to
hit a cab, and hit buttons.
He's
going
to have to wait for us to get there.
Let him hit buttons, though.
Right. Let's get board the windows up. He going to go out, just go to hunting squirrel.
No, I'm protecting my family.
It's riots, it's people out with guns.
I'm protecting my family.
It's anarchy.
Right, but I'm going to live off of what we got in our home and protect our home until the people settle down and finally start to realize there's nothing they can do. See, that initial rush when the people going to go crazy, when it first happened, and the word first comes, that's why I say when you say, I'm going up to there and get me some ice. No, you ain't supposed to go then. You might as well wait because you got about two days.
I'm going to pray to the Lord that the grid don't give out, and we're going
to
move on.
To the Lord?
Oh, okay.
Let's just
oh, speaking of Lord,
man, I can't wait to the show.
I'm not ready. That's all
I'm
saying.
Ready
you
to start
ready?
This fire.
Oh, okay.
I got a match to
figure
it out. Gas.
And it go to B House.
Right.
You hear me?
Yeah, you got to get there.
Don't see it.
It's going to be energy.
Motherfucking right. Tahoe start up, boy.
So look, my coon of the week, man.
So the last bit of gas.
My coon of the week this week
I'm
is
tonight, just in case.
Is Pastor Dr. Daryl Scott, man, who is
Trump dude.
One of Trump's biggest advocates. He's a black minister.
And I thought that was fake.
Nah, man. No. And he's speaking at these
I never
rallies.
Heard this nigga.
I say this all the time. And I don't know. Did Ben Carson, because we weren't on last week, did Ben Carson come out and endorse?
I just seen a picture of him shaking hands.
Did he endorse Trump?
He came out.
I don't know. I
haven't seen it.
He did. Hell yeah, he did.
They said he would announce it last Friday, but I didn't
I just seen a picture of him holding hands.
Okay. So my question to these
allegedly.
To these so-called Negroes who endorse Trump, and this is why he's my coon of the week. This man is endorsed by the Klan. Every black people come to his rally
and get
assaulted by senior citizens.
He be there, bro. You forget this dude is traveling with Trump. He ain't just show up at this event. He travels with him, city to city.
You know,
he firsthand
witnessed
all that.
He said that on the microphone.
Attacks.
I'm just so beautiful.
I think he just kind of snatched David Clark shine. Because David Clark is just saying stuff. Like, he just talking. This dude actually went and got with Trump. Like, that is the ultimate show of I ain't with y'all-ness that a black person could.
I ain't with y'all-ness.
Right. Just let me coin that
Jesse,
phrase.
You know that's not a word.
I ain't with y'all-ness.
Trust me, Jesse, you know
that's
not
I ain't
a
with
word.
Y'all-ness. It's like when the police pull y'all over and I'm right behind y'all and I keep driving. That's my I ain't with y'all-ness.
Why did they have
I'm
a picture
keep on
of,
going.
Of Jesse and Al Sharpton talking to Donald
But
Trump.
That's old, though. That's an old
picture.
I'm
just saying.
Yeah, they're going to put that down.
Yes,
I just simply don't understand the mentality of a Negro that supports Trump. I don't understand it. And anyone that does, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to call you a coon. Even if you say, he a businessman. He don't get the money right. I'm sorry. You're a coon.
But,
you cannot possibly support this dude.
Okay, what if Trump get in office? And I mean, I know he can't save black people, but I'm just saying, what if he, you know, start to, what if he the only one that actually believes in the black agenda?
He won't be, because first of all, that's not one of his platforms at all.
What platforms do he have?
None.
But you can best believe a black agenda damn sure ain't one of them.
All he keeps saying is, I own property there. That's a beautiful state.
Right.
And we're going to win. That's all I heard.
The thing about Trump is, if he was to become president, the ideology, I still think America's top down. I think most of how we are on a day-to-day basis comes from our leaders. So the mantra with him would be discrimination, segregation, and subjugation. So it would permeate the country, and white people would relive the 50s again. It would be like this super conservative movement to come in, and all the liberalism that
you better wait till my paperwork comes through.
It's gone. I mean, profiling would be so cool. As a black person, you wouldn't be able to move about in your own community. I really think our rights, what few we still have, because we don't really have a lot in the first place, I think a lot of them would diminish under Trump. Not because he put out some direct doctrine, but because this is him.
Because he turned his back to it.
This is the vibe he gives off, though.
He's showing you the way he would handle it right now.
The man said, next time he come, we should kill him. Trump said, I'm paying his legal fees.
Right. Right.
And then he said, the one dude that they beat up, he said he shouldn't be here no way.
But this is who Ben Carson endorses for president. I wonder, does he know?
Herschel Walker.
You ain't been a surgeon that long.
He said he's going to give him a job.
Mike Tyson.
He's going to let him work in the house.
Right.
He ain't going to be outside no more.
Wow.
He's going to be in the house serving master. He get to stay out the bad weather.
Boss.
All that. And his wife.
Is we sick?
She can be downstairs and serving all the good white men's.
Spare me. Who's your coon of the week?
David Clark again.
Damn.
He received his own award.
Got his shine back.
For endorsing Donovan. He endorsed Donovan.
Did he?
Yes.
He came out the closet?
Literally.
Yes. Ooh. Yes. Is he black or white?
Now we know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he stands behind Donovan. And
I bet
literally.
He do.
He crack
me up. I'm pretty sure he stands in front of Donovan, and Donovan just peeped through a little hole at him. Like,
up, this
hey,
dude,
Dave, nice pants.
He's notorious for being hard on crime on the South Side.
He's real hard on crime.
Alderman and all of this, right? But now Barrett is running some sleazy commercials about dudes.
Look, Barrett is the shit.
Wilson ain't got mad at him.
Barrett sucks, but he got some rappers writing his campaign commercial. Man, straight up dog, Annie Shell cocaine, man. Seen him on Second and National with some essays, cuz.
They said Doctor was in a bloody fight.
By
why didn't he bring up peeping at the boys yet?
Because you
save
can't.
The big one for last.
Yeah, you got to say that
one. You
got to
see if he going to get steam. If he ain't going to know steam, it ain't no reason he pull out the big gun.
It was funny,
though.
Because
you let that motherfucker, the Marquette poll.
Because see, right, they polling. They watching polls
watch
right
poll
now.
Come through, that boy going to say, look,
it was
yo.
Funny. They was talking about the fight.
He just
in front of the little kid.
A bloody fight.
Yeah. Then they brung up his.
A drunken brawl.
They brung up his.
How many drunken brawls? You know?
Him investigated by the Fed.
Uh-oh.
He a felon. He had tax problems.
No, what? It wasn't a tax problem.
Yes, it was, because he had a company.
It was a non-profit.
Right.
Right.
He was skimming money through it, and it was allegedly, it was a fake company, and he got tangled up in there, and he had to pay $2,500.
The money
fine.
Got lost.
Right.
It wasn't that clear cut.
Right.
It was what it really happened was he basically pled in court and said, well, you know, okay, y'all caught me. And
after
they said, well,
the
well, you can't. You got to stay away from nonprofits for
right.
about, certain, you know.
No, that business.
Right.
He couldn't be affiliated
right.
with no more.
Right.
And then Charlie Sykes, one of them, it was so funny. They played that whole commercial with the bloody fight and the tax thing and all that. And then he came out. You see how the media does it. He has the Journal and the Sentinel in his pocket. And, you know, they're in his tank.
The people
and
giving him
it really wasn't what they said it was. They just misconstrued these things. He broke it down right about the fight. He said some dude was peeing in the street, which Donovan probably was watching because the man had his meat out.
Lord have mercy.
Because why else would another grown man
you
go
know
to,
he ain't fought nobody had their meat out.
Listen,
he was happy as
why would you go to another grown man if
it.
You see a grown man peeing in the street? Is you going to try to stop him?
Hell no.
So Donovan went up to this man, supposedly, and tried to stop him from peeing in the street.
No, he didn't.
Why are you so worried
he
about
said
it?
He walked up to him and said, put your peck up.
Put your meat up, boy.
No, he didn't.
And so then Donovan called the police.
Come here. Dude
and,
got mad.
And,
that's how
the
fight started.
As the police
the
came up, dude got mad and slapped Donovan. So they tried to twist it up. Said,
sound like a fight.
Right. But
like a quarrel.
What they tried to say
love
was
quarrel.
Donovan is not like Barrett. You know, when Barrett got his ass whooped, Donovan fought back. And they said,
hey, that shit,
that
look, losing that fight won him an election.
So, so Barrett's slogan should be,
I get my ass whipped.
Turn the other cheek.
Literally.
Hey, turn the other cheek so Donovan can be.
Literally. He going to be like
Tom
this
Barrett. He takes a good ass whooping.
Would you say,
Luke
Barrett? Would you say,
hey, look, have him come on at the end of the commercial and say, I'm Tom Barrett. And I took a good ass kicking.
What'd you say, T. Brad? He could take a ass whooping.
Boy, that boy knew how to put a foot in somebody's ass.
Man, that boy
look,
come back.
Okay, so
y'all think I'm lying? That shit won him that election, though.
T. Brad, give me your COW.
I said it before, and I'm going to say it again because
best believe they won't receive no dividend.
It continues.
Life is too
to
short.
Happen. I'm just going to say the media in general, the way they jump, everybody wants to be the first to tell the story. So people jump out here with these stories that are absolutely false. And I don't care about the celebrity types or whatever, but you got to be, from a real standpoint, how can you just tarnish people's names like this with all this foolery?
TMZ.
And then just, there's never a recanting of the story or nothing. It's just the next person who checked their facts comes out with the real story, and the person who came out with the lie never recanted them until a new story come out. It's just getting to be a bit too much, man. Like I
said, give me an example.
Everybody wants to be first. Instance, I don't know if this is actually true or not, but I did just actually today read that either she's changing her story or she's saying it wasn't true. The Foxy Brown thing about her endorsing Trump.
Yeah.
Now, that one I don't know. That one may be actually just some foolery on her end, so I don't know that one.
Right.
But it happens all the time. Even with some of these, even the lower budget ones, Too Short dead. It's like, what? It'd be a dude standing next to Too Short like, bro, you dead.
See, once again, is that coonery, though?
To me, it is because you're overdriving for something that at the end of the day still has no value. Just to be first. I mean, even if you're the one who gets it first, what did you get from that? To me, you're going beyond the limits for something that has no real value.
So you're questioning the integrity of
yes.
the media at large.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
It's stupid. And it's going too far, man. It's going too far, for
347-324-5414.
Make me check everything
Chat
before I even talk.
Hey, Outlaw Radio, speak of the devil. Man, we had some technical difficulties in the beginning of the show. That's a straight blooper reel. I can guarantee you, you'll never be able to listen
to
that show again.
The bird of North Korea is
That piece of audio. I was making jokes about Kim
Dude,
Jong.
Just what you leave that to the lady.
I'm just telling the people who just tuned
90
in.
90 seconds. What?
Because I know some people are like, dude, I'm tuning into the show. It's not playing. Like, we had just a complete meltdown. I guess I was messing. It makes me think about earlier.
Hey, he was just like the white
show,
girl who went to North Korea.
Remember when we first
the hell
started
was you
the
doing
show?
Over there anyway?
What were we talking about?
Fuck with people. You ain't got no business fucking
no,
with.
No, we were talking about somebody, Obama or somebody or something. And the whole thing just was like
yeah.
blinkety blink.
I think that
blink.
Was Obama.
It was somebody. We were going in.
We
so,
mentioned some names.
And I'm not saying, you know, it's all computer. Everything is high tech, so technology breaks down. But it's just always strange that these types
the
of things happen. Right? Like I say, speak of the devil, man. There he is right there. So welcome to the show, man, if you're just tuning in. It's been a crazy show. We did get sidetracked a little bit by Bear Meat foretelling the end of society as we know it, but we did manage to get back on track. If you got a coon of the week, hit us up, join in the conversation, man. And you know what? I had some people make comments on social media like Facebook about last week's show. It was funny because it was like people made comments on Blog Talk and stuff about the show, and it was like because we talked about porn on the show last week. So if you go back and listen to the show, Outlaw Radio last week, we did sex and violence. We talked about porn. And I don't think so many people, like, just from the title of the show and then listening to the show, I was getting all kinds of feedback saying, man, that's crazy because people don't admit that they watch porn. Like, I never thought about how many people actually watch porn but won't admit it. So If you can go back and listen to the show and you can hear like how many millions of Americans are downloading porn just minute by minute, it was a crazy show. So check it out. We still got a lot left here tonight. We back on the saddle. I think we recovered fairly well. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna hit you with a little bit of classic hip hop, something for your mind, and we'll be right back after this.
So you're a philosopher?
Yes. 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 I think very deeply. I think very deeply. I think very deeply. I think very deeply.
In about 4 seconds, a teacher will begin to speak.
I think very deeply.
Let us begin. What, where, why, or when? We'll all be explained like the structure to a game. See, I'm not insane. In fact, I'm kind of rational. When I'm asking you, who is more dramatic, this one or that one? The white one or the black one? Black the punk and I'll jump up to attack one. Terrorist one is just a gotta lead a crew. Right up to your face and diss you. Everyone saw me on the last album cover. Holding a pistol, something far from a lover. Beside my brother, S-T-O-T-T. I just laugh, cause no one can defeat me. This is lecture number 2, my philosophy. Number 1 was poetry, you know it's me. You know it's my philosophy. Many artists gotta learn. I'm not flammable, I don't burn. So please stop burning and learn to earn respect. Cause that's just what K.R. K.R. See, what do you expect when you rhyme like a soft punk? You walk down the street and get jumped. You gotta have style. From the Bronx is thick. In real life, we roll correctly. A lot of suckers would like to forget me, but they can't. Cause like a champ, I have got a record of knocking out the frauds in a second. On the mic, on the mic, that you should get loose. I haven't come to tell you I got juice. I just produce, create, innovate on a higher level. I'll be back, but for now, just settle.
A teacher will begin to say,
I play the 9 and you play the target. You all know my name, so I guess I'll just start it. Or should I say started. I'm the artist, often new concepts to their hardest. Yo, cause I'm a teacher, this guy is a scholar. It ain't about money, cause we all make dollars. That's why I walk with my head up. When I hear whack rhymes, I get fed up. Rappers like a setup, a lot of games, a lot of suckers with colorful names. Take it home and start sweating. Why? Well, it's simple. To them, it's kind of vital.
very last compound. See how it sound? A little unrational. A lot of MCs like to use the word dramatical.
Fresh for 88, you suckers. Suckers.
Welcome back to Outlaw Radio. Speak of the devil on the Thursday night, 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time is when the show started. Got on the tracks, got off the tracks, jumped back on the tracks, man. Welcome to the ride.
I wonder why the train was derailed in the first place.
Hey, man, messing with Kim Jong Jalong Balong. Right. I ain't going to stop. Yeah. I'm like Puffy, right. Take it! But listen.
Oh, that was bad.
Listen, man, we were talking about a couple of different things. Like, I used to always say on this show, if you could hear what happens when the mic is muted and music's playing, and sometimes, depending on how much you drink, you can hear it because I forget to mute the mic. But not this time. So it was funny.
That's crazy. So I said, depending on how much drink.
So it's funny how things flow, the conversation that we have. I do want to I'm trying to figure out how I want to frame this because we still got a substantial amount of time left. Bear me, what I want to do, I want to talk about your trip to Atlanta. We joked in the beginning of the show about, you know, it being gay.
But it's
and
a lot
all
of historical
right,
positive
right.
things.
But there's Bear Meat. See, Bear Meat's my brother, so he not like I'm saying, like, we brothers. No, we got
y'all
the same mother and father.
What y'all do?
Like, we grew up, like, me and his dude used to
we're
be roommates.
We're happy
right.
singing and we're colored.
Da-da-da-da. Give me a high five. Unless the lights go out and the electrical grid breaks down and it's anarchy, only Bear Meat survives. No, I'm just kidding. No, Bear Meat. Bear Meat had a moment. What I'm saying is Bear Meat had a moment, and I could tell he was hit in his moment because he called me like he was in his serious Bear Meat voice like, hey, man, what's up? I'm like, what's up?
That's his serious Bear Meat voice.
When he'd be like, what's up? And he said like that, like, what's up? Like,
I'm
like,
well, what's up?
What's happening, man? Look here. I'm in the bookstore. You know, he's in the, man, I'm in here trying to feed my mind. You understand me? I'm trying to build this machine, this computer. I'm trying to become efficient against the system. So I'm trying to cop some literature, you dig?
Yeah.
I was like, Keith, where you at?
Yeah, I was down there trying to find a little
right,
something.
So I want you to talk about that whole the whole thing about what you did, where you went down there, what you're saying.
Well, first of all, it's crazy how stuff happened, you know, because we fresh off Black History Month, whatever. I scheduled my little vacay to Atlanta, never thinking, you know, that I would come across all of this history as far as Martin Luther King, birth home. You could take a tour of that, you know, of course the Coca-Cola plant, but I wasn't finna jump in that. They wanted like $16 to go in there for what? You know what I mean? So
to tour the coke plant?
Here's the cocaine, not, here's
you
the
know,
water.
They got a Coca-Cola museum down
right,
there.
But as much money as we won in that lawsuit, that we don't get a discount for the tour?
No, you got
you know how much money the black people in Atlanta won from behind that lawsuit over Coke? Go ahead, man. Go
right,
ahead.
So
wait,
all of
when
this,
the fuck we ever got a break?
All this history. You know what I mean? So down there, I mean, it's crazy because, you know, I mean, in Wisconsin, you see Glover on the wall. Most people don't even know what that's even about.
They don't. They don't know about
and
it.
And then other than that, where's the black history of Milwaukee?
Huh?
Bronzeville.
What about it?
Huh?
The statue of Martin Luther King?
Well, no, it depends.
Huh?
Now, if it depends on... What kind of historical perspective you talking about?
I'm talking about...
Because there's a lot of black history in Milwaukee.
Where?
Well, if you go to Bronzeville and you think about the fact that they basically gave us, once again, our own... This is you.
Right.
We don't want nothing to do with it. It's Chocolate City.
I understand that way.
But we did not...
I understand that part. I'm talking about as far as, like, buildings and... Civil Rights Museum.
Oh, them? Ain't none.
In places you can
I'm
going to
keep... ain't none.
And bad
look, but wait. But if you go get down any street and get to 8th and get on the freeway and head about 80 miles south, you can go to Chicago and see all that shit.
Right.
Wow.
That's what I'm trying to...
That was
that's
a
my
good
point.
Setup. You set that up
that's
well.
My point. I'm trying
I was
to
like, where he going?
Because
where he going?
Even when I went to St. Louis, I didn't know they were so
like
rich
Compton.
On...
you know, the black history and the Mississippi River and how blacks came and worked and Dred Scott and all of that. I mean, they got monuments downtown. It's not hidden. You get what I'm
right.
saying?
It's
like here, black shit in Milwaukee in a book.
It's like there's no building you could go to and walk through. Like, we went through the Martin Luther King Civil Rights Center. That's separate from his house. It's basically like a whole little downtown area right there around his house, the Ebenezer Baptist Church.
Mm.
And all of that stuff is right there. You can walk the streets and see it. Like, where's that's not here. So that's why it's always shocking
see,
to me.
See, the problem
and that,
is
and that the house has
nobody
the museum
came
next door.
Here.
I mean, the bookstore next door
okay.
to the house. So you can go on tour.
You don't
house.
Go. You don't actually get to go in the house.
Yes,
you
can.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You got to pay for that, though.
They
show you the window he jumped out of.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They show you everything.
This
you go in
the
backyard.
Broke.
Everything is the exact same.
You tell they had a little money even then.
As
huh?
a, oh yeah, they had a little paper.
Look,
chop. Your daddy was all right. You know what I'm saying?
Asked to play.
And then
we appreciate the money that jingle, but we love the kind that fold.
This was a well-to-do area.
Yeah. Yeah.
For black people, white people had moved out. And
man,
then
that was a mega
in.
Church then. His
right.
father was the equivalent
that dude.
Of.
It
yeah,
did
yeah.
see the new and improve
Whoa.
Ebenezer.
You said new real
the,
hard.
The new church.
Okay.
Across the street on the other corner. You look at the old building, the little old one.
It's nice.
The fire station
Quaint.
And all of this. I mean, you get to see a lot of stuff, man, and it was.
I don't
want to
be.
Great.
I don't want to be morbid. With,
you don't
want
to be morbid.
I don't want to be morbid. Did what you? Did
morbid?
You? You see the old? Not Norbit.
Oh.
Morbid. did you go in the old church?
No, I didn't go in.
Because
past.
His mother was killed in that church, wasn't
right.
Yeah.
I think it was, yeah.
At the organ, in that church.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That one, the original
right.
building.
A lot of people don't take into consideration because we used to have I Am the Universe in the chat room, and I Am the Universe was super complicated with everything black. He had this overstanding of everything, and he used to just get on Martin Luther King so bad. And my thing about Martin Luther King is, even though I've heard all the people who doubt him, oh, he's a womanizer, he did this wrong, they killed his mother, and his brother A.D. was found in the pool dead.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a...
At the church?
No, he was at home.
Oh,
A.D.
Right.
was at home. He, you know, they say A.D. he drink a little bit. You know,
Yeah,
he drink a little bit.
He taking a nip.
Jump in the pool.
Mm.
You know, he had a pool, though.
Wow.
I mean, black people had a pool in the 60s.
Back then? 19. It's 2016.
It's
I don't even know where a pool at.
At the hotel.
Right. So, I'm
right
saying
down there, left
there was a conspiracy launched against his father wrote a book, which is, I read it when I was really young. That's where I found out about A.D., how A.D. died and how Martin Luther King's mother died. I'm going to get that book. I should have told you to get it then because
mm-hmm.
it's a good read.
Pretty sure it was there.
It's a good read. And he's not, he was unfiltered in what, you know. Because, I mean, you think about it. They take two of your sons and your wife. Now you deserve the right to be unfiltered.
Right.
So.
And my point about Martin Luther King, y'all talking about all the infidelities.
Ain't nothing else left. I mean, and then to go
back. Forget about it.
All the shit he did.
Him and Coretta's tomb, you know, is out there. And you can, they got the waterfall. It's so slick how they got it. It's a long waterfall that leads down to their tomb, and they both, you know, this big concrete thing or whatever. And they're sitting there. You get to take pictures with that and all of that. And it's just so much civil rights stuff down there, and you get to go through the different museums, and they got the people marching. You know, that's what we took the pictures with the old man.
I didn't see
stuff.
That one.
Yeah, you didn't see that with the dude. They got the statues actually in there. So we all lined up with them and took pictures like
y'all was doing so much. Y'all, at one point, I was like, I'm not following. I'm going to have a good time in Milwaukee.
But we was hitting
it. Cause,
my, cause
was you flooding
my timeline. Because it closed at 5. Like,
right.
if you want say you want to take the tour.
You know what made me laugh the most?
What?
Y'all poses every time y'all was by something that y'all considered serious. I mean, it was that. I don't know what this is about.
Right. Look,
it's that, like you hold your head up a little.
Nigga, that's freedom.
And they always off to the side so you can see it.
Yeah, this black pride.
That's
right.
Freedom,
because,
man.
You know, they had the little things. You know how you walk in and it had the little plaques. It tell you about all the different stuff, where you what you standing
right.
by and what you looking at. And, like, they had the row of shotgun houses. But now people actually living in these the same old houses from, like, the 40s.
Right.
And so we was talking to one of the people that live there, and they got the sign say private.
In Atlanta?
Yes, it's a private residence. right across the street from Martin Luther King House.
Right.
And the man was like, we was like, I bet you people want to come to your house all the time. He was like, man, every day.
Wait, why is it poor row houses across the street from where I thought it was a well-to-do area?
Shotgun houses.
I thought it was a well-to-do area.
Well, I'm just saying, I don't know if they placed them there.
It was well. He said, you do you over there.
It's like the early projects.
Well, what you got to do?
So they all lined up, and they said the reason they call them shotgun houses because you could shoot through the front door and go straight down the hall. Like, you go through the front door and go straight out the back. You know how your house is set up now with rooms over here and this and that? Back then,
not my house specifically, but everybody's
They
house.
Didn't do it like that. Now,
you ain't putting me down.
That wasn't a design. It was a long hallway, and you go into each room.
Okay.
That's how they had
right.
it set up for
I got
whatever
you.
Reason.
I got you.
And they say that was pretty much in case they came to kill you.
So what I'm getting from you is that it was just a different feeling to be in a place where you could see our history actually acknowledged.
Ain't nothing happening
and I think black culture in Atlanta is more so celebrated and acknowledged because it's just a way of life.
And
it's not,
that's one thing
it's
I'll
not
give
like,
them.
There
what,
they go. It's,
look,
no, this
that's
is where
that
they
that
one
really
thing
happened.
I give them. We, it was, I thought I said I was going to take a picture of it. It was, it's called the Breakfast. It's something. It's some restaurant, like, right downtown, right across from the Civil Rights Museum that they got down there. And you can go in there, you know, eat breakfast, a la carte, whatever. Nice, like a little cafe-style
right.
deal. And so, you know, I asked the waiter, like, do black people own this? And he was like, yeah, that guy right there, he's one of the owners right there, black dude. And, you know, that's something rare in Milwaukee. You know, like, you might get some little knockoff spot, some old storefront, and you throw some ribs on or whatever. But to have, like, I think what, is Carson's even owned by black people?
Who?
Carson's.
What Carson's? Downtown?
Yes.
Oh. I don't know. I haven't been there yet. So
I'm going to say hell to the no.
Because I know a lot of black
I'm just
people
guessing.
Patronize.
Well, a lot
I'm
yeah,
just guessing.
And yeah. the one in Chicago.
We they got ribs.
Right. So, I mean, if you want to see your history, man, it's real worth the trip down there. And you see a lot of black people working.
But did it mess up while you were standing in front of Martin House watching and some dude and some pumps came by like, power to the people?
No, actually, they didn't come down there.
Oh, they don't walk down there?
They went down there. They in the restaurants, though, and, you know, they on the stroll.
Right.
Literally.
If you are a person that seeks favors from the street,
right.
you would like to purchase. Some,
you gotta look at the hardware.
You have to be very, very careful.
You don't want nobody downloading
right,
nothing into your hard drive.
That's where most of them are.
Then you get a virus.
You know what I mean? So
and your file get corrupted.
I mean, they all
come running with a floppy disk.
And your router won't work.
You really get some sausage down there.
Oh Lord!
So, I mean,
sausage
damn. That's just the way it is. You know what I'm saying? And then all this, like their new stadium is gonna be. It's going to be awesome. I don't know if Milwaukee's trying to keep up with them.
Well, I've seen the design of ours today, and it's the ugliest thing I've ever seen in the world.
Did you see that restaurant on the east
side? Like, yeah, that looked like it, but it looked like a loaf of bread.
We go past there all the time.
What?
On the east side, that one restaurant that looked just like the stadium. And then they said, isn't it a coincidence? This looks just like this restaurant.
It looked like a loaf of bread.
Right. It's just, man, they was dissing it. Even the white people was snapping on the radio today. Like, what the hell is a big piece of wood? They said they're going to call it the trunk because it looked like a comb over.
Oh, Lord.
They so out of
he just keep on
that
winning.
That does not say basketball, though.
He just keep on
I don't know how it represents Milwaukee.
Well, it's the Bucks.
Yeah,
so. Y'all paying for it.
Right. 347-324-5414. Outlaw Radio, speak of the devil on a Thursday night, man. Kick back with the fellas, philosophizing on life. I want y'all to talk about this underground show because, and me myself, I can't do the slave nothing. You know what? Growing up, I read so many books, and I used to go to Atkinson Library. And there were some jewels on the shelves of that library, like in terms of black history, where you would see these pictures. Like Bear Meat was talking to me about being in Atlanta, seeing these old newspaper clippings.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was little, I'm saying little, but I was young. I was about 9 years old, about 10 years old. I used to go to the library, and I would get these books. You know, back then you had to go through the car catalog.
Mm-hmm.
So I would pull these books, man, and look at these articles, look at these headlines. Look at these pictures. Look at the pictures of public hangings with the whole town. And this
mm-hmm.
is in, like, Indiana, where the whole town is standing out there smiling.
Right.
And the dude who they hanged was just a black dude coming from the South who happened to stopping their town for something. And they arrested him, took him to jail on some BS, and hanged him. And it was like entertainment for them. So, like, I became traumatized by those images when I was little, looking at those slaves, looking at the pictures of the documentation of the slaves who had been beaten and whipped, and when they would show their scars, I could still see that stuff as clear as day. It pissed me off so bad as a teenager. And I had a really bad attitude because of it, just because I felt like somebody need their ass kicked. I don't know who it's going to be.
Yeah,
you know, I was having a DMX moment. I don't know who it's going to be.
At the same time.
Somebody going to get their ass kicked, yo.
At the same time, it's refreshing.
That was a horrible DMX
yes,
moment.
Because right now.
I'm going to work on it.
Even after, what you want to say, 70, 60 years after slavery? About.
Okay.
It's amazing to see, you know, all the stuff that we was taught in school and the stuff we grew up knowing about. It's like they never showed us the rebellious side of slavery.
Wait, you said 70, 60 years after slavery.
I'm saying slavery was still going on.
I was just
going
to say, but damn, that man was 1865, carried one, moved to two.
That's a carried one.
I know. I suck. Math, I'm going to sleep.
Because I'm saying.
But even you can't pull that one over
I'm
on me.
I'm saying even in the late 70s, early 80s, man, and even to this day, you can go to Mississippi Delta. They still picking cotton.
Not right. Early 80s especially. 70s
not
especially.
Not today. We can leave right now and drive to the Mississippi.
Yeah, but I think it's a little bit different.
No, it ain't.
I ain't going.
They still out there picking cotton the old-fashioned way, bro.
Nah, man.
Okay.
They could. Because they can't compete with those who have the machinery.
Okay.
They would go out of business, bro. Now, I remember when we were young and we would go to Mississippi and we'd be driving and there would still be. But it wasn't the same. It was like a big machine, and there was some people out there, but it wasn't like Massa on the horse and some people with some ragged clothes and people out there singing, Lord.
You know, cotton is still one of the most major industries in America.
Gotta have clothes.
You know what I mean? So I'm just saying, on them same lands where slaves was kept and, you know, the plantations and all of that, they still exist. Yeah, it might be modernized. Now it's more organized as a job.
And they're getting paid.
You know what I'm saying?
So he ain't a house nigga no more. He's a computer nigga.
Well, he gets to go home.
He can work the computer so he gets to work inside.
And he get a paycheck on Friday.
Right.
Right. And he get to go home.
Right.
He don't get beat.
No, so he get to go home.
And they ain't still beating.
If anybody's
listening and you live in Mississippi, I want you to go to where they still getting beat at in cotton fields and tell them some bitches we free. And they better hurry up and run.
They ain't got no TV.
Man, come on, man. I don't believe it's a section of America that's still stuck in 1858.
But as far as you're talking about the show, it's just nice to get a different look instead of that 12 Years of Slave thing, because I was hyped about that 12 Years of Slave, boy.
Why?
Because I thought he was going to be.
The title don't even sound good.
I know, but I thought he was going to be rebellious.
No,
I thought
after
he was 12
years,
like,
I thought
you
he was
going to
be
rebellious when you 12 years a slave.
How long you think Kunta Kinte was?
His whole life.
And he was rebellious the whole time, even after they cut his foot off.
You give LeVar Burton too much credit.
He didn't
First
run,
of all, bro. He wasn't that rebellious. He was just willing to run.
Right.
He was fast, nigga.
But that's I'd rather see
when
that
they, when they cut his foot off, he didn't steal a wagon. That shows you he wasn't rebellious. They didn't catch him next time like, ha!
He don't know how to drive no wagon.
Come on,
he
man.
He ain't got no wagon license.
Perhaps,
but anyway.
Perhaps he should have looked into
what
it,
better
right?
pull him over and ask for his wagon license?
He supposed to take him on a high speed, man.
Who taught you octagon?
High speed in the wagon.
Man, that's what's up, man.
But see, the
what's
police,
the difference between a high speed on wagon and one on foot?
The police was on single horses. They was going to catch you. The police weren't in no wagon.
I personally.
This is usually the point down when you say we digress.
We have, but I do want to make this. I personally think. If black people who were slaves were really smart, as opposed to running through swamps and running and getting chased by dogs, if they'd have just been driving wagons, making it look like they had their supplies or whatever on the back of the wagons, and it was really guns and supplies, if they'd have just got on the road and just went for what they knew, I think they'd have made it a lot farther. Like a whole bunch of them at once in a bunch of wagons.
But first of all, they wasn't allowed to own a wagon.
No, they had wagons because they worked.
They
no,
they could use master wagon.
Right.
So you
want me to run off with his shit?
What? You running?
Is you crazy?
Take no 10
I
o'clock
taking
ass whooping.
Wagon, too.
Come on, man. Take a 2:30 ass whooping. Right. So, look, man.
But I'm just saying, as far as the movie, it's refreshing to see rebellion against it instead of,
all we ever saw was, yes, sir, get beat and
you
get back out there.
You know what struck me?
And it was no fight.
Right.
You know, now we see somebody fighting back. So that makes me feel a little bit better about
it. I just can't watch it because it's so much subjugation before
something.
The hero actually wins. Like,
sometimes the hero don't win, though, bro.
Right, but he talking about he was excited. See, I was excited for Django. I watched Django.
I definitely was old.
But when I
Ooh.
Seen 12 Years a Slave, I knew exactly what that was. I was like, I ain't
remember,
watching that shit.
I was in Florida when Django came out.
Right, okay.
Went to the movie theater and was surprised to see how many white people.
Shout out to London Brown in the chat
was
room.
Was watching Django, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know that's where the term cracker came from.
Where, Florida?
It came from Florida. And you know why they call them crackers?
No idea.
Because that's the sound that the whip make when he pop you on your...
Wow.
So that's why they started calling them crackers.
Wow.
So
I tell you this, I didn't know none of that shit. But I learned something from the show as well. The house nigga wanted to get away. And everything I've always seen, the house nigga was so comfortable with what he had, he was like, no, master, treat us well.
Yeah,
because that's how you know it's a show, though.
Oh, it's most definitely a show. This motherfucker's got on makeup.
And that's another reason I don't watch it. Don't try to pacify me with some fake tale of. Because I'm guaranteeing you, somewhere along the lifespan of this show, there will be a heroic white person.
They already on there. The abolitionists.
He's from the North, though.
No, not them. The abolitionists. Sparrow.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Them the good white folks.
I thought you were talking about the dude.
Hey, but this is
lawyer.
So, Mayor, tell me this. So you don't believe that the Lone Ranger was really black?
This motherfucker.
If you talking about my man Bass, Sheriff Bass.
Yeah.
I don't
the
know.
Bounty Hunter.
I don't know if he was...
Forget about
the Lone Ranger.
But they said that's what the movie was based off of.
You know what? That dude was one hell of a lawman. It's just like Bill Pickett. It's just like many of...
I'm saying, do you believe it, though?
I can believe it.
That's what the movie was based off
but,
of.
But, you know, he sounded more like Sheriff Clark when I read, because he was... How could a black man at that time enforce the white man's law, even if it meant to enforce it on black people?
I don't
people?
Mean to digress.
Yeah, but he did
something.
It on
but
white
I said
people.
The same thing about Bill Cosby.
He
I had a black man running around the 60s raping white women, and they still hanging brothers.
Hey,
did you really just do that?
Yeah, I did.
He was,
I ain't scared.
But he was arresting white dudes, too.
Yeah, but still.
He went and got some of the baddest white dudes around.
Right, but can you imagine how rough he was on the brothers? They didn't say he hired no black deputy, did they?
Listen, no, he had the Indian.
Right.
The Indian dude was supposed to have been his sidekick, just
right.
like the real like Long Ray. But
right.
here's the thing. It wasn't so much about him being rough because they say he was so bad with that pistol.
Right.
So I think he was.
I think it's fair to say
he
had. I think it's fair to say he had a plethora of skills.
They say he was bad
he
with that
tonight.
Rifle though.
He got it
so
all.
They say
Could
he
stop doing that.
He didn't
he
do much.
What?
He didn't do much hands on or you know bull with. They say
right.
he was quick to let that
come out with
loose.
Your hands up or else
or die.
Right.
So it didn't matter about what color you was. You said he was harder on the black dude. Not
I
really.
Said, I can imagine.
They
he
got
was.
The same bullet.
They just got a little bit quicker with
yeah,
no consequences.
He made a little change, too.
Listen, also last week, while we were off the air, Nancy Reagan died. And I can guarantee you, and I can sincerely say this with as much conviction and emotion as I can.
Swing low.
I truly didn't give a damn.
Wow.
Because
why should you?
The Reagan era was one of the worst eras for black people in the history of this country. And
she stood by her man.
Well, it's not just about her standing by her man. It's pretty much well known that Reagan was senile halfway through his first term. So Nancy was, in effect, the president. A lot of people really, people don't want you to know that. You know, like... People don't know.
We have already had the first woman president.
People don't know that President Reagan was so aloof as our president that he would come to major meetings with his cabinet and really just give out jelly beans, and they would sit there and eat jelly beans. He didn't know a damn thing about what nobody was doing.
Come on, man.
If you go and read about Ronald Reagan.
While he was in office.
Ronald Reagan halfway through.
What was the difference between him and Bush?
Now, hold on. Ronald Reagan, first of all, you have to understand who Ronald Reagan was. He was an actor. He was a B-list actor.
Right.
He really got his fame and notoriety during the Red Scare. Because what he did as an insider in Hollywood, he went to the government and said, because there was a lot of communist influence in Hollywood, okay? So he really told on these people. He participated in it. So he got down with the conservative thing and he became a politician. He was the governor of California for a very long time. This whole thing with the Panthers and all of these Crips and Bloods coming about and the flooding of cocaine that comes into the country. Reagan was the governor. He transcends from there and becomes the president. But by this time, all he really was an affable dude. He could still speak if you talk to him because he was one of those dudes who had the old school down home Will Rogers. Let me tell you something. But he, as a politician, like knowing anything about foreign policy, or he was a dumbass. He had a cabinet, and his cabinet done most of his work. And there are stories. This is documented of them being in a meeting with him saying, he just sat here for 3 hours talking about something that didn't have shit to do with nothing.
So what did Nancy do?
She picked the staff, first of all. She set the agenda. She made sure everything happened. She made sure his speechwriters had his speech right. She made sure he said it right because he could speak. He wasn't very smart, but he could speak. He was a good speaker. So Ronald Reagan was an inept. And it's funny, when I heard Barack Obama say he was one of my heroes, I knew then, like, wait a minute, what? Reagan's one of your heroes? So Nancy Reagan died. There's no love lost. I'm not wishing death on anybody, but I truly did not shed a tear. I don't know about y'all. Elaborate on that.
I mean, she was old enough to die. I mean,
right.
I'm not talking bad, but I'm saying what is like, I don't know her.
So long, man.
So
have a good trip.
It don't affect me. I don't know her. I never met her.
I'm just saying in terms of
all
like,
I know is say no to drugs.
Right. Just say no while y'all bringing
while
it in the back door.
While your husband bringing boatloads of it in.
Right.
Which, somebody better do this shit.
He wasn't that incompetent.
Hey, somebody better do this shit. We brought this shit here for nothing.
I'm just saying,
on one
man.
End they say no to drugs, and out the back door they selling the drugs.
Right.
All I want to say about the whole situation is this. I don't get and like I say, never been the strongest of Obama's, you know, speakers. Whatever he does. My life is
what in the world? London said she thought we was gonna be talking about corned beef because I said speak of the devil. I don't know what the hell. What
corned
beef? London, explain that.
Today is St. Patrick's Day.
That's her way of telling me she want to talk about Black Irish people. I wanted to talk about that. That's
black
on the agenda.
Black
people
Irish.
Who,
black
people who
too.
Celebrate St. Patrick's Day. We're going to talk about that.
Hey,
shout out to London Brown,
today?
Man. Shout out
they
to London Brown.
They celebrate everything except anything black.
What's the new word they came up with? If you're practicing something that another culture did and you're not.
Appropriation?
Nigga.
It's cultural appropriation.
Yeah, that's been out.
Oh, no, I'm just saying they mentioned it today on the radio. I guess people having a problem.
Black people just looking for a reason to drink. You're gonna be right back after this.
From the ship, cause it ain't nothing like left. Your last step, or should I say your last breath? See it's past step, do a spot when you fucking with that swap. House, camp, click, whatever you want to call it. Bitches bar, from the south, 2 minutes out, but I ain't tripping. How I'm living, I keep this hippin'. From 96 to 2000, back to the thresholds of Olympus. No limits, heaven forgive us, we was born, solely sinners. Contiguous and strenuous with this coldest winter. Oldest niggas, still they be like, acting like sons. So I ain't giving up fuck, with chances to clear the shit up. For what? I sit still, I get stuck. I play jacks on the hill like Bill Rodell. Get hit by a truck, bit the fuck back. Spike that weather stage, end of my set. Some be scared to make that cheese, they ain't afraid. Ain't like that, so hit the cold red. That's what I said, straight ahead, let's get it on. Break some bread, toast some wine, oh yeah.
I just want to ride.
Pass me a light.
Let me pass it to me. Won't you pass it to me?
whatever to be to make the bank. Stir the sauce up, nigga, let's drink. Crank, get crunk, ain't no dicks in my trunk with some pumps, that's some palm of sun. And you can break the seal. I'm dropping the wood on the bottom. Bless the ones that are real. I can feel the tension. It's all around me when I'm flipping at home and mixing. Mentality, Doberman pitching. Not to mention that my mind state, out of state, and my mind state is out of state. So they try to infiltrate, setting booty, like in the movie, giving me hell. Call me Denzel, chasing pipe bombs. 2 ATL, but I prevail, cause I'm invincible. All conditional, with high tech bag, maintaining little or nobody man. Blast you cheap metal and disappear. Come back as a street weapon wearing some quad gears. Niggas, I'm prepared.
Ride. You know I just want to ride.
In the center of the spot, it's getting hot even in the winter. I've been getting sick of the sheetrock, the plot, I'm plotting. It's got you open, open scoping, that you can keep up with the flow that is smoking. No joking, I'm soaking like collard greens. It seems all this game up where I came up. Then seen many things bring killer niggas around me. Shotguns in the county, bounty hunters with runners. 5-0 beater, they can't find me. Wanna blind me in my diesel, but my people behind me grinding grip to the bone. I'm stacking paper till I'm gone. Phone calls I'm getting while I'm on the pot. Trying to figure out a way to get better on Thanksgiving. Lemons and powder rocks get dropped, so it don't take but a second for me to fuck your whole block. Stop, but I can't see, I'ma ride till I die. Nigga, it's UAVE tattooed down my spine.
Welcome back to Outlaw Radio. Speak of the devil on a Thursday night, 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time when it started. We had to get ourselves right. Things went a little crazy. Master found out about the meeting. We had to get up out of there. But we got it back together. Last little slide of the show, man. Shout out to London Brown in the chat room. She said she thought we was going to be talking about corned beef, and I had to process it. That's some higher level humor, right? So, but then I thought about it. There's a lot of black Irish people today.
I thought corned beef was Jewish.
Right. What is the deal?
I thought that shit was black. My mama gave me my
right. What is corned beef, man?
Hey, who the fuck is giving each other the black people?
Right.
It's a Jewish thing.
Right, okay.
So
all kosher
Irish
food is
connected to it.
I don't know.
Cause so, all on the radio today, we got corned beef and cabbage.
Well, that's a traditional meal. And actually what St. Patrick's Day is it's a feast because it's supposed to celebrate the arrival of Christianity in Ireland.
So
I don't know if the black people that celebrate St. Patrick's Day are celebrating the arrival of Christianity or...
No, they're celebrating the arrival of to the bar.
So that's what I said before the break. Black people just be wanting something that you off, I'm off.
What tripped me out, though? What makes
you drink? Mazel tov! What?
No, what makes the black people, if this was a celebration of Christianity to Ireland,
where
what makes the black people...
Where does it... Right.
Want to participate.
Listen, this is all I want to say. I don't care about none of that.
Just get you a bottle
Look,
and go home. I mean,
when France had the issue, people had the France flag as their profile pic.
But
now today
I
see people with little leprechauns and shit in the corner. Ain't nobody ever did nothing for a black dude, though. Nothing.
You barely knew it was Black History.
We can't even.
It was
have.
Black History Month.
Yeah, just
we can't even have we ain't had African World Festival in about 7-8 years.
The only person still coming was too short.
And he wouldn't even perform.
And he's all, hell
he came
no.
for the corn.
Hell no.
He won't, man. Where that corn at?
Hey, you can't get, hey, hey,
you
like,
can't get 100 people on one block.
I ain't coming up there.
It's only two blocks long.
Listen, I just think it's funny, like, because we as soon as somebody jumps in on one of our parties, we go to holler, like you said, cultural appropriation. We go to talking about culture, ban this, you want to be us and all this. But I get on Facebook and I see a lot of Mac Negroes with their green on. You know, that's what I call.
All I thought was a shamrock shake.
That's what I call overly consumer black people, Mac Negroes. Who always spend money on the clothes and the name brands and don't invest. And even if they have a business, but they spend the money they make off the business on frivolous stuff instead of really making the business hard like a real corporation. Those are Mac Negroes. That's what I call them. And I exercise full I ain't with y'all-ness with them. And I made up that word tonight, too, because I'm a wordsmith and a Negro.
So many people I know on Facebook, who is St. Patty's Day?
Right.
And?
I mean, I was going to have a drink tonight anyways. It don't really got
right.
nothing.
Right, so I drink on
I don't need no special
anyway.
Day to have no drink.
Right. Top of the morning to you. No. Nighttime. I was asleep this morning.
I still don't.
So, I mean, I just think it's crazy that we don't even have full solidarity on our own celebrations, but we will go out and jump wholeheartedly into the things that Massa does. I guess it's actually one of those things that makes our people look very bad is because we have a lack of solidarity, but we have a dedication to our
else.
Oppressors. Like, we have to, we support white people. Now, think, what black holiday, well, see, I'm going to say this with a grain of salt. What black holiday is it where everybody just get drunk all day and it's cool to party and eat? And I
hey,
know.
Hey, call
I,
in the word.
4th of July, I know, because most black people don't even know about the Declaration of Independence. And our community is known as Barbecue Day. So
anytime it's hot, nigga, Memorial Day, Labor Day, nigga, Valentine's Day if you live in L.A.
You off, I'm off.
It does not have to be
right.
a holiday because
partying is one of our cultural things.
We've been known to just come out and check the weather. Hey, we're going to find the grill
later.
More.
Y'all
yeah,
come on,
make,
too.
Right. You make one phone
hey, call.
Hey, man, what you doing?
So you know what we got to start doing in order to create tradition
stop
from now
people.
On, when it's a warm day, I'm going to call T-Brad. I'm going to say, top of the morning to you. And that's going to let him know it's a black holiday.
You know, it's going to take me things. They need to lock his ass in the back bedroom. Let me call Sheila.
give me a good what's a good black male name that starts with a P?
Percy?
Right. St. Percy's Day. Right. St. Percival.
Day.
Brother named Percival. Right. So look here, man. We got a few minutes left. I want to.
Fuck said Percy.
I want to get down.
Massa.
I want to get down. Look.
Ain't too many brothers' names with a P.
The real thing is.
Real?
I experienced some adversity this week, and I, you know, like
some
I said,
adversity.
Sometime
you
this
all
year.
Right, brother?
Yeah, man, I'm good now, but you know, I went through some things this
want
week.
Me to kick ass?
No, when you're stressed, it's something else, right? And when it's internal stress, and it manifests its ways in how you behave and what you do, right? So, I'm glad to say that I put my faith in the right place, and I was able to recover from it, and I think I'm now moving back to where I need to be. So I'm grateful for that. And for tonight for my exit quote, I'm gonna use one of my wives. She put it up on the board for me because I think she's getting tired of me saying the same thing. So life is like a camera. Focus on what's important.
Yeah.
Capture the good times. Develop from the negative. And if things don't work out, take another shot. No show this weekend. Doctoral weekend. T. Brad, you want something to say on the way out?
How do you have your doctor? That's what I want to know.
I got a year left. My last year.
We're a year away from your doctor.
Yeah. We close, but no cigar.
So you're a year away from your doctor?
If the house nigga don't betray us, we going to get free.
So you're a year away from your doctor?
I don't get it.
You will later.
Okay.
Well, here's the thing. Listen, man. We got to wake up. We got to pay attention. And we got to stop being so caught up in all this material stuff out here, man. Pay attention to our kids, man. We really need to rein them in. And like we always say, you know, we need these men in the house. And listen, to all these fathers out here, it's a lot of fathers out here that got kids. You get what I'm saying? And they not with the mother.
You know, you might
that's
be
okay.
You might be a single father, but this the thing. You still got a house, and you still got to be an example for them kids. So I don't care what the mama doing. If she want to go to the club, turn up, and this and that, let her go. Take your kids more than what the court said. Keep your kids with you and be a positive effect on your kids and a positive influence on them. And let them see. You know, don't you get the kids and pawn them off on your girl so you can go clubbing too. You see what I'm saying?
Because
the kids feel lost. I'm just saying, that's how they doing it. So, you know, it's a lot going on. And we'll never have enough time to put y'all up on all the game. That's why we had a show every week. Try to give you something different. Every twice a week.
Right side pick.
To better yourself. To better your situation.
I see y'all next Thursday night. No show this Saturday night. Check out the archive shows, man. www.blogtalkradio.com/Chocolate City S-I-T-Y. You tried the rest, and I try the best. I'll see y'all next
Come
Thursday.
Come on, we got a fire to start.